A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrul of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Yud, Shabbos 110, pagination page 220. We'll start on the very bottom of the page, about five lines up in the middle of the line. The Gemara here is dealing with a case of Yarkona, translated as jaundice, where there's a specific medicinal formula which we're told that you would be allowed to do generally, but it might be restricted on Shabbos because of refuah, because you're not allowed to do certain medicinal things on Shabbos. Now, clearly we're not dealing with a case of pikuach nefesh, of life endangerment, because if we were, it would be permitted certainly on Shabbos, no problem. We're dealing with some level of medicinal thing, which is helpful, not life-threatening. It's going to be restricted on Shabbos. But generally, had you asked to do this during the week, we would allow you, which is a very problematic situation, because the Gemara tells us, Terrain b'shichra, you take two of the ingredients previously mentioned, you mix it with beer, umi'akir, and it'll make the patient sterile. Won't be able to have children after that. The problem which the Gemara is confronting is that, very interesting, you want to know if he can do it on Shabbos or not. Is he allowed to do this at all? Are you allowed to do a medicinal therapy which will make the person sterile? Ask the Gemara, Umi Shari, are you allowed to do such a thing? V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, four lines from the bottom of the page, Minayin l'sirus ba'odam shehu asur. How do you know that you're not allowed to do sirus? A siris is describing a person who, from birth, we don't see it till later, but he can't have children. Sirus means to do such an act on a person to make it impossible for them to have children. Tamid Lomar, we learn, Uva Artzechem lo sasu, and in your land you shouldn't do it. And as Tosfos explains, this mitzvah has nothing to do with agriculture, and therefore it should have nothing to do with in your land. It doesn't make sense. Only agricultural things have to do with your land, referring to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it is understood, uva artzachem, anything that's populating the land, lo sa'asu, you're not allowed to do it. Bochem lo sa'asu, in yourselves, you're not allowed to do it. And it's referring to sirus divi Rabbi Chanina. This is the teaching of Rabbi Chanina, that you're not allowed to do sirus to a person. So how could he drink this potion, which, for all its medicinal purposes, but it's going to make him sterile? The Gemara here makes an attempt to say that there's a difference between cutting or drinking something for a different purpose, which just, by the way, ends up as a byproduct, as a side effect. And I just want to point out, as we're ready to do it, that the Gemara is going to reject this. This law, not to castrate, not to do sirus, is a very strong level prohibition. It's very far-reaching. Not allowed to do it on animals, not allowed to do it on people. It does show up by human surgeries, cases, where you have to know what's permitted, what's not, in order to do certain types of surgeries. But in an animal, just to keep it more simple, one of the difficult things is to get a Shomer Shabbos veterinarian job. One would think that, you know, to become a veterinarian, it's like a tame, easy job, and you'll be able to be observant, no problem. The actual truth is that there are very few Shomer Shabbos jobs. I don't mean in terms of Shabbos, I'm talking in terms of observance. That expression that will allow you, if you're, because a lot of the surgeries that are done are people coming in with pets and they want them castrated. And where does that leave you? Even to ask a non-Jew to do it on your behalf is an issue. So let's see the text. Tani mili, let's suggest perhaps, heicha dekamechavin, if you're intending to do the sirus. But hacha me'atzmohu, over here it's just happening on its own, as a side effect. Dom Rabbi Yechanan, because for example, Rabbi Yechanan taught, harotzei sheyisharis tarnagol, if you want to do this to a rooster, you want it to stop having children, yitok harvalto mistaris me'elov, you take its crown, and it won't be able to have children. That's cute. That's a side effect. And you seem to be proving that if you cut off the crown, then something else happens. That would seem to indicate that a crown, that a side effect is permitted in such a prohibition. V'amar Rav Ashi, the Gemara says, nothing doing. Ramas rucho denakitele. All you're doing is taking its pride, and therefore it doesn't want to have children. And then it won't mate. It's still capable. Gemara says, Elabasuris. Maybe we're dealing with a person, I mentioned this vocabulary word before, a person who was born incapable of having children. Onto the next daf. Hakol modim b'mechametz acha mechametz. There's an entire sugya, literature, on doing a prohibition after a prohibition was already done. So Rashi mentions the original case, the paradigm case, is that a firstborn, a bechor, that needs some sort of therapy, and in doing so, you're going to cause a mum, a blemish, on this firstborn animal. So, if it already had a blemish, are you allowed to do another blemish for this therapeutic purpose? So, this is the introduction to this theme of it already exists, the prohibition already exists, it has a mum, it has a blemish, can I do another one? And now this case is, b'mechametz acha mechametz, you were supposed to process a certain karban mincha, a flour oil offering in the Beis HaMikdash without making it chametz, and the first guy who processed it made it chametz, and now you want to know, can I continue? Can I make it chametz further? Can I continue processing it as a mincha? Is there a prohibition? And the rule is, mechametz acha mechametz shu chayiv. That's still a prohibition, even though it was already done to it. It's a done deal. No, you do it again, it's also prohibited. Shenema lo se'ofe chametz, lo se'ose chametz. And similarly, we learned, third line, v'mesaris acha mesaris, that a person who castrates after there was already a castration, shehu chayiv, that also is a prohibition, shenema, because when the pasuk describes the prohibition, it says, umauch v'kasus v'nosuk v'chorus, and the last two mean detached, referring to testicles, v'chorus or cut. Imal chorus chayiv al nosuk l'koshekein, if cutting is already the prohibition, so detaching, totally removing them from the bag, certainly is prohibited. It's coming to tell you that even though the first guy made it incapable of having children, but the guy who does it further is also prohibited shu chayiv. Where does that leave us? It leaves us that siris is not much of an answer. To tell you that you're allowed to take this potion because it's only a byproduct, so we rejected that out of hand. To tell me that you're allowed to take this potion is going to cause sterile to a person who's already sterile. So that's also prohibited, because that's redoing what's already done. It's prohibited in this case. So the Gemara says, ve'ela bezaken, maybe by an elderly person he would be allowed to take the potion. Ask the Gemara, v'am Rabbi Yechanan, hein hein yachsiruni lina arosai. Rabbi Yechanan says there's certain potions you could take that could bring you back to your youth. So the fact that a man is old doesn't mean much, because there's still therapy for that. So if it's therapeutically reversible, and you can make him youthful, so then taking such a thing makes sense. It's going to be prohibited, even though he's old, because it's a reversible condition. Ela b'isha. So the Gemara resolves that the only thing you could do is say that by a woman, the prohibition would be less. Because a woman, perhaps, is not obligated in Peru Revu, and the Gemara considers whether this works la halacha or not, we can discuss. But the Gemara considers, maybe, because a woman is not obligated in Peru Revu to have children, so maybe to take a potion that has a side effect would cause her to be sterile, maybe that's her prerogative, since she has no such obligation. The Gemara says, yeah, but what about Rabbi Yechonah Mabraika, who says that women are also obligated in Peru Revu? And the Gemara ends off over here, Bizakena, it's talking about a woman who's elderly, and apparently that's not reversible except for a miracle, like by Sarah. She's 90 years old, and Hashem reversed the condition. Inami ba'akara, or she's truly barren. The Gemara really, my point here is that the Gemara has to grope desperately for a case where you're allowed to take this potion, which is going to be a side effect. However, the Gemara ends up resolving it, and if it works, la halacha. But look how the Gemara is groping for something to justify the ruling. Which brings us to the point that Hashem clearly, from this mitzvah and from others, indicates that He wants this world populated. In the words of the Navi, Lo Sohu Vara, Hashem did not create this world for nothing. Lo Shevis Yitzar, He wants it populated. He's a grand host. Imagine a person with a mansion of thousands of rooms. He wants people to run Shabbatons here. He wants it to be happening. Hashem made a massive world. He wants it to be populated. Which also explains, we always wonder why Hashem created such an enormous drive. The sexual drive, so enormous, it's buried so many people. They've been destroyed by it, loss of control. Why is there such a powerful drive in the world? And again, it's an extension of this. It's an isayun, it's a test. A person's supposed to use it properly. But what Hashem is saying is, I'm leaving population up to you, it's free choice, but I'm going to influence your decision that you should populate the world. And I'm going to do so by creating a drive that's very powerful, that you can't ignore. So that, generally speaking, people will get married, will have children, and will populate the world. Yashar Koach, have a wonderful day.